Could you talk a little bit about the shape of this program, about pairing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 with the Shostakovich Symphony No. 11?
I always felt that there is a great affinity between the two composers. Both were afflicted, one physically, one mentally. And both had to somehow address the human condition through the struggle for survival, and both found a way to do that, each one, of course, in his own time. And so somehow the combination of Beethoven and Shostakovich in the same concert program for me is always a deeply satisfying experience. It always works, I think, in a way, maybe because Shostakovich is the Beethoven of our time.
How do you mean?
Well, in a sense that the values that both composers represented, the human values, the existential questions that they had to address, they are quite similar in a way. Both dealt with human condition. Each one had his own struggles and his own challenges to overcome. In Beethoven's case, it was, of course, physical because he was becoming deaf early on in life. It's enough to read his Heiligenstadt Testament to see the kind of anxiety and despair it caused him when someone heard a beautiful bird and he couldn't hear it. And so everything, in a way, he heard from the world, he heard it inside himself. And so it was an imaginary experience for him. Shostakovich, on the other hand, of course, is someone who, in a way like Beethoven, has attained extraordinary maturity early on, was about to change the language of music. With his Fourth Symphony, we see that very clearly, and Lady Macbeth, only to be thwarted in that endeavor by the Communist Party, by the government, not knowing whether he would live to see another day. One has to remember that in the mid-30s, people were disappearing in droves, never to be heard from again in the Soviet Union. And Shostakovich has read an article in Pravda, which denounced his Lady Macbeth in the most violent terms. He read it while sitting at a train station, being on tour of Russia, playing as a pianist, in fact. And in the morning, he was sitting, waiting for his train, and he opened Pravda, and there it was, a condemnation. And that meant that he simply didn't know whether he would live to see another day. And so it's from there on, his life really has changed dramatically, and from being the most played, the most admired of the composers of his days in his country, he became nearly a known person. And that was in 1930s. Now, the 11th Symphony, of course, is 20 years later. The Second World War is over. The country has survived. He has survived. Stalin has died. Comes 1956, uprising in Hungary. And there comes this 11th Symphony, which he calls 1905. So, again, it is about the first Russian Revolution. But, in a way, Beethoven was confronted to the revolutions of his day that were happening because of Napoleon. Eroica was first dedicated to him, and then he crossed it out when Napoleon declared himself to be an emperor. And so, you see, it is, in a way, the confrontation between an individual and the power. Beethoven had it in his day. Shostakovich had it in his, and like Beethoven, Shostakovich had to find a way to survive, which he did. And so this is what I really mean when I say that Shostakovich is Beethoven of our time.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.